Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. It's your host, your man of God, your brother, Ron. I'm back. This is episode 12. Man. Yes, we're back. Today is Monday, June 24th. Wow. Well, first, I hope you guys had a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. I know Mondays for most of us, back to work. And some of us are like, the weekend went by too fast. But no, man, we're back, man. I got a great topic today because I've struggled with this a lot, and I think because of my upbringing and just being a guy, being a male, being a man, or becoming a man, or just, you know, being a little boy, where it all started, right? Surrendering. Surrendering, and how my lack of surrender, just how I was brought up. You know, we grew up, man. Surrendering made you seem weak. Surrendered, you know. I was just a overly masculine, just aggressive, macho, tough guy type vibe, right? Just growing up that way because I was the second oldest. I didn't grow up with my father, so I was just overcompensating, insecure about so many things. I'm just being honest, guys. So those traits developed and bad habits developed early on. It's not that I didn't play well and nice with others. But at times, I just, especially when it came to men or guy or just guys, even I play well with others, but I just had a problem with authority, and God, no, especially men, couldn't tell me nothing. And I brought that into just how I am and not realizing that you must surrender to God. And you think, right, you think like, man, how could you not surrender to God? How could you not yield to Jesus? Submit? How? And it, you know, a lot of us, I'm just being open and honest about mine, you know? That's what I want to do here. I want to be open and honest about my stubbornness. I was just talking to my godmother, my spiritual mother, man. She has been so just helpful in my walk. Just making sure I stay on the right path and, you know, she's been so supportive. But we were speaking and she was telling me just the other day, you know, you stubborn. Forgive me, Lord. Oh, man, you're stubborn. But I do want to just speak on that, man. Surrendering to God. Surrendering, like to take a position of surrender more than anything. Because, well, let's debunk that myth, especially for guys, man, because we have to be so our position in life, we have to be just not, I don't want to say tough or manly. What does that mean, right? In 2024, right? But we have to be protectors. We have to be, we're on the battlefield all the time. So surrender on the battlefield is defeat, right? So, and since we're always kind of on the battlefield, it's difficult. It's difficult to surrender or to be in a position or place of surrendering. Right? And this is just in everything else. I'm not even speaking about just surrendering to God at this point, because we deal with our Heavenly Father differently. So even to say I don't surrender isn't the same way as saying like not surrendering to just, you know, outside of God, right? Not outside of Him, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. Like, you wouldn't know that you weren't surrendering to God because he's God. You wouldn't think you wouldn't be surrendering to Him based off of your actions and how you are. But if you've been a certain way just to people and to just how you were brought up, you'd miss it. Because what you think is surrendering or acknowledging Him or reverencing Him and His sovereignty isn't how you would say surrender to an opponent or enemy on the battlefield. It's just different. You know, but I can honestly say, man, that, yeah, just how I was brought up and just being a guy, you know, we have to be the protector. And I was the second oldest in the family of my mom's kids. So, but even my brother who recently passed, he was the oldest. But at times, you know, I would just be in a position to fight for him as well, you know. Just because how our relationship was, you know, I was just always protecting my brother, you know, because when we was growing up, he just kind of had just kind of health issues and things of that nature that just made him more vulnerable than I. And I was just always the one, you know, to be ready to, you know what I'm saying, jump out there for my siblings and cousins and stuff. So, but yeah, man, just growing up how I grew up, I was, man, a man couldn't tell me nothing. And a lot of that was just resentment to my father and insecurities and being angry and, you know, a bunch of different things. So when I began to become an adult and began my relationship and my walk with God and really, you know, understanding or I wouldn't even say understanding, but Him showing me in this process, oh Lord, I've been definitely stubborn, but didn't know how to surrender. I didn't know how to surrender. And man, in surrendering, you allow, I know that sounds crazy, and Lord, please let my words be accurate, and if I'm saying anything wrong, forgive me, but you, in surrendering, we allow, God to move and do and use us the way He see fits. And some of us, our relationships are horrible because we don't know how to surrender. Yeah, I said it. I know a lot of husbands and a lot of you alpha men and males who, I'm the leader in my house. But a leader must know when to surrender. Because you are the head of your wife. But if you're not surrendered to God, then you are headed off a cliff and your relationship will suffer. Your life and the plans that God has for you will be delayed, and sometimes, man, we'll just like my Mama Anita would always tell me, she was like, man, you went this way and he said go that way, cause you don't wanna, you stubborn. So what was supposed to get you to where you're supposed to be much quicker, it took you 10 years. So, man, you gotta surrender. Surrender. Let go of control. That's what's wrong with us. We want to control everything. And certain things are in our control. And he gives us to control. Not people, but circumstances and situations. He gives us resources. He gives us things to control and to manage. But you got to let go of the control, if that makes sense, and give it to God. Surrender your desires, fears, and worries to God. And he tells us that in, according to his word, in Matthew 6:25. And even in 1 Peter 5, I want to say 7. You know, but you got to let go of control, man. And some of us, I think, just in this world, in this society, we're so driven and ambitious that, you know, we want to control everything, every outcome. You know, we want to, and people want to control people, which is witchcraft. It's demonic, but we're not gonna get into that because I've been there. I used to be extremely controlling, or what one would call a narcissist, which whatever. I'm not dismissing it. I'm just stating, you know, where I was and where I used to be. But I've been delivered. Do you know Jesus? If you don't. That's why we're here, right? This is all part of the unveiling process. He reveals these things, these truths, these mysteries. But, you know, letting go of control. Like when you see a king, right? A king. To believe that someone of his authority or stature, right? And now I'm going a different way, but we going to the same place. I'm just taking a little alternate route to break down surrendering in its entirety, right? When you think of a king or someone of that authority, you wouldn't think or believe surrendering is part of his something he does or has to do daily, right? When you think of someone in leadership, surrendering was far from my mind. I you know, I thought that surrendering was weak. And surrendering isn't retreating. Let's be clear. That's different. So we'll probably have to talk about that a different time, but I never saw surrendering as a not winning position, but a position of power or a position of, I'll keep it at winning, but surrendering to God. Trusting in his plan. And you know, we hear this all the time. I'm sure you guys have heard it. You want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Yeah. But a lot of us just be telling guys our plan, and he looking like, man, this guy, he hard-headed. He's stubborn. All right, go ahead. Keep hitting that glass door. Keep doing it. I'm right here. But you can't surrender enough to see. I like that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You can't surrender. You must surrender to see. You must surrender to see. Humility. See, that's where it was, because for me, surrendering was humiliation. But humility is the only way you can wear the crown. Ooh, we went somewhere there. Ooh, heavy is the head, right? Humility. Surrendering for me, man, was humiliation. Humble yourself. Humble yourself before the Lord. And a lot of us be bullheaded, arrogant, prideful. Oh, you can't wear this crown. You can't unlock this mantle. If you wearing pride, those garments must be changed. And God has been showing me that, and that's been the biggest thing he's been beating on me with. I wouldn't say beating, that sounds harsh, but he's definitely been pressing on, humility. A contrite heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We could really go there. But surrendering to God, what does that look like? I'm gonna just give a few different things and we'll wrap it up. I may have to make a part two to this, but a lot of us, we must surrender to God. So we must acknowledge God's sovereignty. Acknowledge. And these are all the things that incorporate, that if you incorporate together, you put yourself in a position of surrendering. And what? If we surrender, we can see. We surrender to God, we can see what he's saying. See what he's doing. Pray for guidance. Trust in his plan. One of the biggest ones, I believe, let go of control. Repentance and humility. Obedience and submission. That's a big one. Obeying God's commandments and submit to his will. And you know, that's, I believe once we get to that point of obedience and submission, after we let go of control, humility, repentance is another thing. A lot of people don't speak on repentance, but if you're not repenting every day, then his grace and mercy is new every day. But man, I tell you something, I don't know, that's just me. once we get to the obedience and submission, now we must walk in love and compassion. Definitely stay in his word, guys, because that's your weapon, that's your sword. And I realized when I began to really join a church and a community of believers, that's when the support and the encouragement came. That's when things began to open up in a way that not only was he showing me, but it's a different sting when he used other people to show you you. Ooh wee, that'd be ooh wee. And I've been getting that lesson the most everywhere, really. Cause you know how sometimes, like, you don't know that you're just this, I would say, like, a arrogant person. And this ain't just to beat you up or even beat myself up. I'm being honest with and vulnerable with you guys, letting you know, like, I'm talking to me too. And I'm sharing, like I told you guys, this unveiling process is me and you. Because he's calling us to a place where we could be used in a purpose. So you gotta, you know, shed some stuff off, and that's all we're doing. That's why I'm being honest with you guys. But this isn't to beat you up. It don't feel good, you know. Trust me, man. Been beaten up. But we will endure to the end. Because that's greater for all of you. That's greater purpose for his kingdom. And he using you. He using me. So, but we gotta surrender. We got to. You gotta surrender. And just taking on that position and that place of surrendering, watch how it does in your relationships. I don't know. A lot of you who listen to me, if you're in that high school or even college and you're in a relationship or just in general, like your teacher, your supervisor on the job, you know, once you surrender to God, it puts you in a space where you understand that surrendering helps you. It puts you in a place to receive. And I know and I believe that that's the best place to not just receive God's blessing, but to also be a blessing to others. Man, that's my time, guys. I'm going to start actually doing more and longer episodes. But I like the quick cuts and the quick 20-minute ones because it gives us that we need to keep going and that encouragement. And, you know, but I know, especially once I get my studio set up and I'm able to do more video, because I don't want these to be too long since it's just the audio. But definitely we will be doing them longer. We're going to have guests and so many things in the future, God willing. So I just appreciate you guys. I love you guys for tuning in. Man, I hope this message blessed somebody. I always have to give a shout out after every episode. You guys are going crazy in the UK. I'm getting maybe 40% of my downloads are from the UK. London specifically, and a few other surrounding areas. Of course, the U.S., you guys are holding me down all over California. I just got a shout out to you guys because I know it's God and I know that he's moving. And Lord knows it ain't me. It's not me. I haven't done too much marketing, but every day I get notifications every day when I check the analytics because I just want to know who's tuned in, and I want to speak to you guys all directly and let you know that I appreciate you guys from the UK, Singapore, Japan. It's crazy. You guys are dope. You guys are amazing. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in. So just know that I love you. Just know that I'm going to keep the episodes coming. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about sharing my testimony and sharing my story with you guys and letting you guys know who Jesus is and what he's done for me and how, you know, it's the enjoy the journey. That's what this is about. Enjoying the whole process, all of it, because he's making you a better, or sharpening your tool. You are a tool. You are an instrument. And so enjoy that the tuning of the strings for the piano or the guitar, because when it's tuned right, it plays well and it sounds amazing. So we're going to go through this process together. I love you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is Unveiled by Grace. This is your man of God, Ron. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Shalom.